to this. It's got to be, I know we're busy. We're a busy church. But we got to give ourselves to this. There's a world depending on us. There's an old song. Old song. It says, "You never mentioned Jesus to me. You met me day by day. You knew I was astray. Yet you never mentioned Jesus to me." I don't want that ever to be said. I want to do my best. Love people. Serve our world. May get taken advantage of. May get talked about, laughed at. But I want to love people. I want to serve. I don't need the limelight. I don't need the titles or the accolades. I just want Him. I want Him to be pleased in us. I want to do my best. Sister Calvillo, to live this. Not just a Sunday or Wednesday, but really, really to live this. Brother Mike, we need this. And I know I got flaws and imperfections, but we all do. And we give a million reasons why this hadn't happened or we haven't done this. Who cares? We're here right now. And we can say, you know what, today, I'm getting out of the cave. I'm getting out of my just rut. Because we find ourselves in ruts. Man, we talked about that a few weeks ago. I just want to get out of the rut. And I want to get in the field. Brother Rincon alluded to this earlier today. I don't know if you caught it. But he said if this church wouldn't have been here, they wouldn't be here. When was it, Brother Rincon? Over 10 years ago. Before that, they were just hit and miss. Come. I remember one year we sat at a Christmas banquet together. That was a year that Pastor had the, what's that thing on your head? What's that thing called? Hairnet. Had a hairnet and I had a Pendleton. And I had a little mustache. And I went on and nobody knew who I was. I remember someone walked by me, I go, "Sup?" They're like, "What in the world?" But I remember back then. And I remember sitting at this table. And he wasn't truly connected yet. But something happened. And he turned the switch. He said, "I'm going to connect." Because of that. He's got a wife that loves him. He's got kids that love him. And he's got kids that love God. And I go down the list of every one of you. Your kids need to see you pray. Your kids need to see you worship and see you read your word. My daughter just said the other day, I don't know, one of her friends years, I just heard this just a couple of days ago. And she said, one of her friends years ago said, "Why does your dad always say, 'I love you, Jesus,' or Hallelujah, or what was the word? Just random, 'I love you, Jesus's,' or whatever." You know what? That's what we get so much junk in here from just work and music, and we filter this brain, and what comes out is what you put in. Put the right stuff in. Just drive down the road. Say, I love you, Jesus. Things may be falling apart in your life. Things may not be going right at the moment. You might not have a good family home right now. But if you'll take a pause and say, Lord, I love you. Thank you for loving me. Change you, Sister Del Toro. I'm telling you, you got a good man right there. But he wouldn't be good without the Lord. He'd probably be in a mariachi band or something. Hallelujah. It's okay to laugh. He's got the tummy for it. Me and him, I could join just for the tummy's sake. But he loves God. Loves his wife. His wife thinks you hung the moon. And at night she says, sing, baby, sing. But I'm telling you, we got to live this. We got to get out of the cave. And if we do, make a commitment that you're going to pass this down. That's why he told him to get out of the cave. Nowhere in the word did he say, if you get out of the cave, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to give you money. No. He said, when you get out of the cave, you're going to anoint some kings, and you're going to find somebody to take your place. Sucker, you gone. You got to find somebody to take your place. Why don't you find someone, just one person. One person. Each of us get one person. Just pour ourselves in. And train up and teach them in the ways they should go. And when they're old, shall not depart from it. Can I tell you, I love every one of you. You all are all amazing in every way. And God has so many great things in store for you. Amen. We're going to pray us. I'm going to pray us out of here. And God, it may just feel good in your spirit. Like a refreshing oil that just happened right there. That's what happens. So we're going to pray us out of here, and Brother Mendez, we're fixing to have a burger bash. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to have some 4x4s and some 6x6s. Hector says he wants an 8x8. I don't know if he can do it, but we're going to see. Hell, just kidding, Hector. Love you, buddy. Love Brother Hector. Amen. Let's pray. God, we love you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for your spirit, God. Thank you for what you did for me and my family. I'm so indebted to you. I pray you bless everyone tonight. Pray you bless their homes. Bless their marriages. Bless their kids and their families. Bless their finances, Lord. Let them find that money tree. Hallelujah. Let it just flow. Let them not worry about money anymore. Let them worry about souls. Pray that you bless them, you keep them. Pray for the burger bash tonight. In the name of the Lord. We give you praise and we give you worship. Everybody said in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Stay in here as long as you like. Find two or three people. Love on somebody. God bless you. I love you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.